I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
I'm willing to die on this hill, or at least I'm willing to get a gammy leg on this hill.
100% passion.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it, you Plymouth Argyle prick.
100% banter.
I'm so alone.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show in association with Big Jockey Warehouse.
I love horses, but I'm too big to ride one without physically hurting it.
I'm Phil Carpet, CEO of Big Jockey Warehouse. Now, I've got a warehouse full of men and women who are too big to ride an horse, but that doesn't mean that they're too big to do odd jobs around your house at a very reasonable rate.
Big Jockey Warehouse.
Oh, I dreamed of being a racehorse jockey as a kid, but I didn't stop growing, and now I'm 7'3" and 18 stone. I cause pain to every horse I ride. But Phil Carpet says he'll help shrink me in exchange for doing some DIY in people's homes.
I never said that. They know that I can't shrink them so that they can ride horses and fulfil their dreams. I'm completely transparent with every big jockey in my warehouse.
Big Jockey Warehouse.
Phil Carpet gives you more jobs if you're showing pictures of horses.
This all stems from one big jockey that I employed. Now, he kept showing me horse pictures, and I gave him more work because I felt sorry for him. He wasn't all there, you know what I'm saying? But now they all show me horse pictures. The damn warehouse printer is stacked with A4 printouts of the same five horses from Google Images. I've no interest in these horses. Cost me a bloody fortune in toner. I spread out my jobs equally, but they won't listen.
Big Jockey Warehouse, off Junction 8 of the M4, next to Donkey Mansion.
He won't let us into ride the donkeys. We beg him. Some of them can take our weight.
BigJockeyWarehouse.org.
Why is it .org? And it's a big morning on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show as Ian Five Ankles is in prison.
5 years, Ian Five Ankles, for mocking our flag. Send him down.
Yes. Oh, gosh. What a week. If you'll remember, Ian Five Ankles designed the New England third team shirt, but he desecrated the St. George's flag by placing it under the armpit of the shirt. Well, you don't need me to tell you it's the smelliest part of the body, on the upper body at least. Let's listen back to that terrible moment. He's gone.
I can fix this. Look, I'm cutting out the flag.
You're cutting out the flag?
I'm cutting it out. I'm throwing it on the floor. It's gone.
Oh, my God. He's cut out the flag and he stamped on it.
No, it didn't stamp.
You stamped on it. I saw you stamp on the flag.
It sort of floated under my foot on its own.
It still pains me to hear that. So for crimes against patriotism, he's been placed in a low-security prison 20 minutes from Stevenage. It could be worse. He could be in Stevenage. But the judge showed some leniency. Ian, how are you finding it?
I don't want to make grandiose comparisons, Anthony, but I feel like sports version of Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Inside my cell and with only a sketch pad to stop me from going insane.
A sketch pad? Ugh, these prisons are just luxury hotels these days. What are you sketching, Ian?
Nudes.
Nudes?
Yes, nudes. Let's not be bashful. It's men's health, men's matters, and men's hygiene. It can get pretty lonely in prison.
Oh, of course, it can get lonely in prison. It can also get lonely in the prison inside your head.
That's very wise.
But in your case, you're in physical prison. And what type of nudes are you drawing, just for the benefit of the listeners?
Well, to stave off the loneliness, as I walked along the gantry for the first time towards my cell, I shouted out an offer to draw any prisoner willing to pose nude.
Wow, that is brave. That's a way to assert yourself in prison and show them who's boss, who's the artist here. Have you been shanked yet for it?
Far from it, Anthony. A lovely man called Biggie Tiny has already been sketched fully nude, holding an orange between his thighs.
Oh, yeah, that's tasteful. That's tasteful. Is that the same Biggie Tiny from the Leatherhead gang, the drug smugglers?
Yes, yeah. Though he says, don't believe anything you read in the papers. They see themselves as modern-day Robin Hoods. They're lovely people, Anthony.
Is he still in your cell?
No, he's gone. He's gone. He let me keep his orange. Probably not going to eat that. I've moved on to doing nudes of my ex-wife turned current girlfriend, Denise.
And that is what you need to do in prison, just to keep that romance alive.
Yeah, I'm also doing nudes of me.
Oh, God.
But here's the harrowing thing, Anthony. Every time I try to draw my own face as I embrace her, I accidentally draw the face of her former lover, Nikki Barmby.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Oh, no, I've drawn them having sex now.
Oh, Ian.
Oh, I can't masturbate to this.
Put yourself together, Ian. Your memory's fading. It's fading in real time.
It's tearing me apart, Anthony. I can't remember what my own face looks like. Try as I might, it's Barmby I see. Can you imagine that, Anthony? For the love of God.
How long have you been in prison for now, Ian?
Just coming up to 8 minutes.
You've got to pull yourself together, you hear me? Pull yourself together.
I know. In desperation, I started digging an escape tunnel with my toothbrush, like in that film, The Great Shawshank Escape. I can already get a bit of my moustache in the hole I've scraped. I reckon I'll be out in less than 4 decades.
Crikey. And that is the long game. That's the long game that prisoners play. But I'm afraid, Ian, there's no sympathy for you in England, however, after that, what you did. Making fun of our national cross. The texts have come in to 75358. Burn Ian Five Ankle, says Wendy in Dorset. Bill from St Albans says, St George didn't write 1984 for you to treat him like this, a common pig. And Peter in Warrington says, I'm 95 years old, but if I saw Ian Five Ankles in prison, I'd tip his tray of food all over his head, scalding him with gravy. Then I'd poke both sausages in his eyes. Imagine we're having sausages, mash and gravy, scalding gravy for prison lunch. Then I'd fill his open mouth with potato. So just imagine there's enough potato to fill in his mouth until he choked. And that's not even mentioning dessert, he says, and he goes on. But thank you, Peter. Keep those texts coming in to 75358.
It was a playful update. I meant no harm, but here I am paying my dues.
Well, I and our listeners, nay, our nation, hope you're having a really big think about what you've done while inside, Ian.
You cannot think more than I am, Anthony. Now I know how Oscar Wilde wrote all his books.
Oh,
the
yes.
amount of thinking you get done in here is quite incredible. I've only been in here 8 minutes and already I've thought of a book myself.
Have you? You thought of a book?
I have, yeah. It's a new children's series called Rory the Reservoir. It's about a reservoir with eyes.
A reservoir with eyes. And they say you don't expand your mind in prison.
Yep. A week in here and I'll be writing Lady Windermere's Fan 2. Cool gustings.
Yeah. Oscar Wilde went to prison for homosexual acts. Reading Jail. Yet by your own admission, you had a bath with 15 teammates during your playing days. You'd have gone to prison in the Victorian times for that and all. You've got to be thankful, Ian. Thankful for what you've done and where
thankful.
We are now as a society.
Yes, thankfully society has moved on, Anthony. Nowadays the players have their own showers. You don't see Pep Guardiola scrubbing Jack Grealish's naked back like I used to do with Rory Delap.
And that's how he did all the long throw-ins, wasn't it?
Yeah, a clean back. You can't do it with a dirty back.
Mm.
But there's no miscarriage of justice where I'm concerned. No, I desecrated the St George's Cross and I deserve to go down for it. It's times like this, you wish they still had the death penalty.
But you've already started digging an escape tunnel, Ian.
Well, it's just what you do in here, Anthony. I've also bribed the corrupt governor to sneak me in some cigarettes. I don't smoke. I don't even want to.
I get it. You're just doing your bird time with the screws.
I am, yeah. Just being inside old Smoky Clink with nothing but this old baseball glove and baseball for company here in my cooler.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And this mean old harmonica that wheezes out the blues that I feel deep, deep inside my heart.
It's not just Ian Five Ankles who is in prison, a.k.a. the Clinky Smoke, for metaphorically urinating on our national symbol. In his wing are hardened criminals who have committed similar unpatriotic acts. The Adidas employee who made the union flag all blue on the 2012 Olympics kit. The Conservative Party designer who made the union flag into a tree. A tree of all things as their logo under the David Cameron years. Robert Kilroy Silk is in there for making the flag all purple as the UKIP logo. The Brexit Party made the union flag all blue again for their website. I could go on, Ian.
Don't go on, Anthony, don't. It's painful for this country to remember all those times it happened to our flag.
Wait, are you still playing the harmonica?
Nostrils, Anthony, nostrils.
Mm.
I was saying it's painful for this country to remember all those times our flag was desecrated. Just because nobody seemed bothered at the time, well, that's no excuse. The nation is rightfully outraged now that it's been done by somebody in football. Let me rot in here.
As Ian rots in here, his body decomposing in real time, let's turn to something lighter. At last, a good news story. It's the Paris Olympics this year. Whoa, can't wait for that. And we're sending all of our athletes over there en masse in a sort of reverse migration event. Not in small boats, but in big planes. Normal-sized planes, I'm guessing, actually. I'm being told they're just normal planes. And one athlete is no exception. He is competing in the breakdancing event, the first Olympics where this event is being run, and it's all in a bid to make the Olympics watchable for anyone under the age of 30. Please welcome the number one breakdancer in the world, Mezzy Nain. Welcome in. Here he comes. He's breakdancing in. He's breakdancing in. Gosh, this is fun. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, cool.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Oh, amazing. Ah, oh, God, breakdancing's interesting, isn't it? You see them on the streets and now you see them in a studio and then you'll see them in the Olympics. You can't help but have a smile on your face while watching breakdancing. It's kind of like Riverdance, but all on the back, isn't it? Ian, I know you're in prison, but listening to this breakdancing, Your spirits must be lifted while this is going on.
Well, I can't see it, but that grunting is enough to put a smile on anyone's lips. There's someone proud to be British.
Well, no, he's not British. He's Russian, Ian. He's Russian. I don't mean rushing, like rushing around. But he is breakdancing quickly, but no, he's Russian, competing under a neutral flag as Russia is banned. Because they've been naughty, haven't they? But he's proud of that neutral flag, and he's never going to deface it.
Well, respect to him. Yeah. Thank God that Russian athletes can compete as long as they promised to the IOC they never supported the war in Ukraine. I mean, that'll show Putin.
Oh, that'll show him. He'll think twice about doing another war now people are using a different flag. Ian, you're in prison for crimes against St. George. Have you shown any remorse?
Oh, I have, Anthony. Yeah, just like Mandela did, and just like Mandela did as well, I've done some writing.
Sorry, I can't hear with the dancing. Can you stop the... He's not stopping, that's fine. Writing, Ian. Writing.
Yes, writing. On the sketchpad where I've composed my nudes.
Oh, Mezzanine, can you stop dancing just for a second? We're talking about writing now. Can you... He's not... He won't stop dancing. That's break dancing for you. They're very... Well, it's the first Olympics, to be fair to them. What have you written, Ian?
I've completed book one of my children's series, Rory the Reservoir.
Oh, yes, the story of a body of water with eyes. Eyes that I imagine are just sloshing around in that giant lake head.
Got it in one.
Yep.
It's about a little reservoir called Rory who was told by all the other reservoirs that he'd never amount to anything. But he grew and grew until he was so big, he burst his banks and obliterated a whole town.
Oh, good for Rory. Kids will love that.
The moral of the story is to keep drinking 8 glasses of water every day until you explode.
What a moment. Sorry, what's this rumbling noise, Ian? Can you hear the rumbling noise?
Rumbling?
Yeah, there's not a reservoir bursting its bank and about to obliterate your prison, is there? Talk about life imitating art. Is it going to be a flood, is it, Ian?
I don't know. That doesn't sound all that funny if it doesn't have eyes. Let me peer through the bars of the window and... Oh, my God! Oh, my God, it's Steve Bold! It's Steve Bold on a motorbike! He's come to break me out of here! No, Boldy, it's futile! This is a high-security clink!
You're doing your bird time, Ian, tell him!
You do yourself a mischief, Boldy! He's revving the engine. He's going to do a wheelie straight through the barbed wire. Boldy, no, don't do that!
What a daring act of friendship.
He's fallen. Crashed into the barbed wire. His bike's on its side, wheel's still spinning. Oh, he's not moving, Anthony. He's not moving.
Oh, my God. Steve Bold, is he okay?
Boldy! No. No, he's still.
Still what?
Still, as in still.
Still what?
Well, he's dead, you bellend. Boldy's dead. Oh, my God, Boldy is dead. I destroyed the England flag and I killed my best friend.
Oh, Jesus. We regret to bring you this breaking news.
Sports Horn breaking news in association with Albino Pest Removal, the UK's fastest remover of albino wasps, cockroaches and rodents.
Breaking news, Steve Bold has passed away at the age of 61. A combative centre-back at Stoke City and Arsenal. Can we stop this, lad? Break dancing, please! I know he doesn't understand English, but surely you can hear the tone in my voice and the words breaking news! Surely that transcends all languages! Stop dancing! Stop dancing!
He's moving, Anthony! He's moving! Steve Bold is alive and well! I think he was just lying down and looking at the sky for a bit. His bike's looking the worse for wear, though. They'd be disappointed with that. Boldy! Well, I'm not coming out, you hear me? Oh, bless him, he's trying to help, but I have committed a crime against St. George, and I'll only be let out while it's merited. I will not cheat the system, Anthony.
But Ian, you'll be in there for life, and there won't be an Ian Five Ankles breakfast show any longer. After all, we're using up the one call you get. I mean, fair play for you to choose to use it on doing this show instead of speaking to a lawyer, but it's not sustainable. And it won't just be Nicky Barmby porking your ex-turned-current missus in your drawings. He'll be back there porking her in real life. Oh. You know the puddings he does.
Oh, but Anthony... Oh, God, yeah, the puddings. No, Anthony, I'm confident that I'll be out of here on merit and soon. Guards, open the door.
What are you doing, Ian?
While we've been on air, I've not just been sketching pictures of myself and Denise naked.
What's Denise and Nicky Barmby naked?
Nor have I just been writing a new children's book to rival with Sean Longstaff's Little Geordie series.
Good series, to be fair.
Fair play, it is good. I've also done my best to put right my own wrongs. On this sketch pad, which I'm holding up and you can't see because it's radio, is a new design for the England third shirt. What I believe is the most patriotic England design in all of history. and walking into my prison cell is the judge of all things nationalistic, Tosh Crinklebat, the splenetic presenter of Woke Watch on Sports Horn's sister TV station, Horn 24.
Oh, Horn 24, a illustrious presenter of that news channel. Welcome, Tosh. Do I clap or should I just salute as he comes in? Love Tosh. He's as English as they come. Well, he's from Australia, but he's lived here 20 years and he knows the country a damn sight more than many so-called English people here. Loves his football too and the Three Lions. Well, hasn't displayed any passion for football until this England kit controversy, but he knows this country's customs. Apart from that time, he tweeted a promotion for a pizza restaurant during the Remembrance Day minute silence, but that was a mistake and it was his PA that done it. In he comes.
In he comes, yes. Now, I am proud to present the new and improved England third shirt version 2.0. No longer manufactured by Nike, but by Stone Island.
Get the badge in.
An embossed pint of Madry on the sleeve. Turn around, look at the silhouette on the back of the shirt. Yes, that bloke who shoved a firework up his bum during the Euros.
Oh, an English rose.
And what's this in the star above the Three Lions? Oh, yes, it's none other than Captain Sir Captain Tom proudly saluting, not using a Zimmer frame, but riding the inflatable unicorn Harry Maguire sat on during the 2018 World Cup.
That is a triumph, Ian.
Riding the unicorn away from the spa that his daughter built at his house, which was later destroyed by the council.
Congratulations, Ian. You cannot get more English than that. But let's wait for the judgment from Tosh Crinklebat himself.
He's looking at it. You can practically hear the cogs in that big old brain of his whirring. And he's giving me the thumbs up!
Ian is saved! Ian has been redeemed by the great nation of England, no longer an enemy of the people, and he can leave that prison with his head held high.
Baldy! Baldy! Is there room on the back of that bike for a little someone called Ian Five Ankles? Oh, right, the bike's totaled.
Well, that's
a shame. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, we can walk. Let's just walk.
Well, that is right. You can walk. Ian Five Ankles commences his long walk to freedom, which would be better than motorbiking to freedom. You don't hear that in the old memoirs. A walk that started at 7:07 this morning, and he's completed just before we head into the news. And the breakdancer's still dancing. There he is. What a joyous day it is. Breakdancing with fervour and passion. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Go, 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 go.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Freedom with Ian.
Freedom with me?
If I see another print out of a horse, I'll destroy this whole bloody warehouse.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
A reservoir with eyes, and they say you don't expand your...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.